Hi, this is Maddie and Elizabeth. We decided to have a conversation podcast.
Yeah, I think that we think that it's easier to talk to one another and kind of process our ideas and bounce them off each other as we kind of discuss the videos and the lectures from class. I've actually watched quite a few of the videos, and I was really interested in class, how we kind of critiqued them. I was, like Professor Yang was saying, like she kind of doesn't portray the real experiences of many people living in the Chinese countryside. And so it's kind of like maybe propaganda almost, that the, you know, Chinese government is okay with, like, you know, like they're not trying to have her stop posting videos to YouTube and everything. I was really intrigued by that. What did you think, Elizabeth?
I didn't think of it that way before she had brought it up. I had watched the videos more for enjoyment, but as soon as she brought it up, I was like, yes, it's not realistic at all for many people living in the countryside. And you think about how easy and almost majestic she makes every action seem, whether it's like the video we watched with the silk, gathering the things to create that, and just all the time and energy and hard work that is put into that is shown almost glorified in these little clips. And although they're really cool and great to watch, I think that's a really important critique. And I was really glad that Professor brought that point up.
Yeah, I thought that it was almost ironic when we learned of her backstory and her being kind of a poor woman who, like, emigrated to the cities and then ended up kind of commodifying this glorification of country life and this certain lifestyle that maybe is unrealistic to, like, so many people. And she ended up actually making millions and millions, like, just from YouTube alone, from creating these videos, which I think is really interesting and definitely ironic. I would, like, now knowing that about her now, I would put her on par with some, like, the Instagram influencers that, like, earn money from, you know, like, showing them using certain products, and it's like she's, like, putting this lifestyle out there, which actually I looked up her website, and she was selling, like, the knives she was using, that, like, it was, like, hand-forged kitchen knives and things like that you saw her in the videos using, and all these, like, linen clothes and things that she kind of featured, and they were selling them for, like, $49.99 USD. Just, like, it was very interesting to see, like, and, like, who's trying to replicate, like, that lifestyle.
Yeah, I also, like, along with that, like, the knives, I thought it was really interesting, the stoves. It, like, just portraying it being in the countryside and using, like, an older stove where you have to feed it and making it seem so easy and, like, just, like, perfect almost. It was just kind of interesting because it was kind of showing a different way of, like, going about things. I think a lot of people are trying to go back to traditional ways here in the U.S. And I feel like it almost, like, would hit home for people in the U.S. more so than in their country.
Yeah, it was very nostalgic, I think, and, like, it reminds me of a food studies elective I took with Professor Polly in the history department about implicit knowledge within recipes and, like, ways of cooking. So we looked at older cookbooks and tried to replicate the recipes, and we ended up going to, like, Walmart to try to find, like, a guinea hen, which they actually had. But it's, like, the recipes left out so many details about how to actually make them, which kind of reminded me of Professor Marini Mayo's comment that, like, these videos are not for someone trying to replicate it because there's so much detail left out. She doesn't show, like, most of what she – like, she shows, like, just, like, very, like, steps in between but not, you know, everything which you'd need to do. You also would need to have so many things you need to have a full farm, you know, like, in order to do any of this, like, harvesting stuff. So that was pretty interesting.
And a lot of time, I think, with the silk making everything. We didn't watch the silk one in class, but we had watched it outside, you and I have. And just the amount of time, I think, was totally not shown in the video. And I think that's lost in a lot of videos. But it was really interesting.
Yeah, they're only like 5 minutes long, like
usually.
So it kind of makes it seem like, oh, it's just like a day. And usually she looks like she's working from like sunup to sundown. Like they eat at like 9. It seems like it's like dark. And I'm like, that's kind of strange. And also, yeah, I don't know. I think that it's pretty interesting. When I started watching, I definitely thought that she was kind of a wealthy, like, homemaker who decided to go back to the earth kind of thing. But knowing her story, it makes it a lot more complex.
Yeah, definitely does.